Recently, Recess correspondent Susan Robb spoke with the MacArthur Genius Award-winning author and illustrator of children's books, Peter Cease, who is familiar to many readers for his books about Galileo, Darwin, and the amazing trip Cease's father took to Tibet in the 1940s. Cease's latest book, Play, Mozart, Play, is about the boyhood of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Susan asked Cease about the new projects that he has in the works.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting book next year about really growing up in Eastern Europe in all the 40 years of Cold War. And it sounds, I know it sounds like everybody said, well, who would ever want to buy a book like that? But I figured that I lived it. It was done, and now when I talk to children in this country, okay, so they don't know what the Berlin Wall was, or you can't blame them. It's great that we forgot so quickly. But then I come to Prague, and the children over there don't know either. They don't know that somebody can build a border and tell you you can't cross that border, and if you cross that border, we shoot you, and then you can take little kids and brainwash them. So the whole book is sort of covering all that. It's almost finished. I think it will be called The Wall, probably. And it will be just to talk about it, because, again, somebody, I said, well, three generations of people were sort of damaged by that, and who knows how many more years ahead it will take people to think in a different way. And some people say it was only 40 years, but I think, I just would like to show how something can happen so quickly and how much impact it can have on society indirectly. This all sounds terrible, but there are some funny moments in it too, because it's about how we wanted to have a rock group, and we had to make our own guitars and drums, and how the Beach Boys came to Prague, because I was the then sort of MC of the Beach Boys concert. So it's going through this whole time and how hard it was to create art, because some art was allowed but some art wasn't allowed, and I think it is good if I talk about it in this country, because if somebody is born free, it's amazing how you don't realize what can happen and how you take it for granted. So, and then I noticed that there are lots of books about Holocaust, let's say, and I thought this has to be told, this story, because if I lived it, I should tell it, even if some people might say, well, this is not really a book for a sunny afternoon. So it's almost done. So I think it should be told. Even people will find it unbelievable and absurd, and why should we know about all this? But I just think it would be one of the things I have to do.